And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experiences coverage live at Pasadena, in Pasadena, California, at Power Morphicon. And we are brought to this segment is being brought to you by the Tilkilt and Frederick Maryland. The Tilkilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic themed sports pub featuring the world famous Tilkilt Girls. For more on Tilkilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And joining me now is the Black Alien Ranger, Mr. Alan Palmer. Alan, how are you,
good
sir?
Nice to see you. Good. I'm glad. I want to go to the Kilted. What is it? The Tilted Kilt.
The Tilted Kilt. Yeah, they're actually the actually the official sponsor of my hockey podcast,
awesome.
The Experience Hockey Talk.
Well, anytime I get to Maryland, I'm going to actually check it out.
Hey, just I gave you my card. Just let me know. I'll take you up there.
Awesome. That sounds like fun.
So, you know, for you, you're only here for today. You're about you're leaving tomorrow morning, unfortunately. What's it like for you to be here at Power Morphicon today, even though it's just a day?
You know, the very first Power Morphicon that happened, I wasn't able to attend because I was in Scotland. And then the next year I was able to do it, and I feel badly that I have to miss it again. So I did two of them, love it, it's super fun. It's good to see all friends that we worked with before, and it's good to meet fans, it's good to meet new friends, and it's really fun. And this is really one of the best cons to be at, because we can get to truly meet the fans that are really passionate about this show. Not, you know, with other cons, it's a bunch of different people, but we still get to see our core group of friends.
Now, I will admit, at midway through season two of Mighty Morphin, I actually stopped watching because I was pursuing hockey.
Then you're giving it a pass.
But thankfully, because of Shout Factory and Saban Brands, they're now all the series are coming out on DVD. I've seen Alien Ranger, and I thought the story was very interesting. What was your thought, you know, doing that little arc for Power Rangers?
Well, it was really fun. When we came in to do the show had just barely started airing, so we really didn't have really an opportunity to see the shows. So I didn't know what I was walking into. It was a lot of fun filming. We got to go see a lot of cool places around Southern California. We got to do some incredible, fun, crazy places, and we enjoyed hanging with each other as well. So that was really fun.
Now, you were talking to a fan earlier about the costumes that you're wearing.
Oh,
you know, why don't you talk about those and what they were like to wear?
Well, they were extremely hot. The costumes were made out of velvet, real velvet, and so we had two sets of costumes, and they weren't really made for practical purposes to wear around. Most of our filming was outdoors, so we were in the middle of a Castaic Lake with the sun beating down on us. We were burning up with the masks on. At least we take the masks off, but they were pretty warm, it's part of the job, and so we took it all into stride. But it was and to actually get the mask made, we had to have a full plaster made of our face, so they put straws up our nose and poured plaster over top of us, and kept that on
me
for
already.
A while. Well, if you're claustrophobic, it's really frightening. I had to go to a Zen place because I am a little claustrophobic, but it worked, and it made an amazing mask because of it.
That's very awesome.
So that's cool.
Now, what's coming up for you? I mean, obviously you're leaving tomorrow morning. What's next for you?
Yeah.
What conventions, what other shows are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a meet and greet in Edinburgh, Scotland, a week from Sunday, and at the Hard Rock Cafe in Edinburgh, which is really cool. We've got another con coming up in the 1st of October, and that is...
That's Saturday,
that's
October 1st, and that's my birthday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, October 1st. It's a coffee con. It's up north. I'm going to cheat really fast and see what it's called. Please say that I put it on there. Steamhouse Coffee Con up in Modesto, California, which is really kind of cool. And we've got a couple of other ones coming up. And next year we're going to be in some crazy place. I wish Kelly were here, because she would be able to tell us where we're going. But we keep going to all these things. I'm touring a show right now, so we're going around the country doing that show as well, and in Europe, And how are you? And the other thing is a television show. We're working on that right now. So it's a bunch of different things trying to get going. And I was just offered a role in a spin-off, kind of a spoof on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that I'm filming in October as well. So, or September actually. It was supposed to have been done already, and they keep pushing back the thing because of the mask. He was making this mask and it took longer than they thought. So that's going to be fun. So keep an eye out for that. I'm not sure what it's called.
Well, Mr. Palmer, thank you so much for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Palmer, he was the Black Alien Ranger. And we would like to also thank MCW Pro Wrestling. MCW Pro Wrestling's first ever Tribute to the Legends convention and live event hosted by pro wrestling legend Bill Apter. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., come see special guests like Jim Ross, Bret Hart, Sonny, Rikishi, and many other wrestling legends for meet and greets. Then at 7:30 p.m., there will be an 8 action-packed matches featuring your favorite MCW stars, including Drolix challenging MCW Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion King Ryan McBride in a dog collar match. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit mcwprowrestling.com, and Tribute to the Legends will be taking place on September 24th.
MCW, brother!